This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 14th, A.D. 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians and Muslims belonging to the socially poor Indian Dalit caste gathered together on August 10th to observe a Black Day, demanding equal access to benefits as other religions within the caste. Dalit means, quote, trampled upon, end quote, in Sanskrit. India's caste system creates clear division within society that is also extremely divided religiously, reports International Christian Concern. Their remembrance and activism marks the 69th anniversary of a controversial order that declared only Hindu Dalits are true Dalits. The presidential order in 1950 reserved social benefits for Hindu Dalits, although it was later amended twice in 1956 and 1990 to include Sikhs and Buddhists. For two decades, Christians and Muslims have called attention to their exclusion from these benefits that allow for their advancement. Benefits can include free education and access to higher-level positions. About 60% of India's Christians are Dalit. Placido Domingo, regarded as one of the greatest opera singers of all time, is now accused of sexually harassing 8 singers and a dancer, reports the Associated Press. At 78, the long-married Spanish-born superstar allegedly harassed these women over 3 decades, beginning in the late 1980s. Exodus 20, verse 17 warns, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife." A federal judge ruled Friday that a Virginia school district's policy preventing a female student, Miss Grimm, pretending to be male from using boys' bathroom facilities violates the U.S. Constitution, reports ChristianPost.com. Judge Arenda Allen, an appointee of President Obama, contended in her court order that the school district violated the 14th Amendment and Title IX of Education Civil Rights Law by not allowing Miss Grimm into the boys' bathrooms and by refusing to change school transcripts to reflect the female student's claim to be male. Thankfully, the Obama-era bathroom policy was rescinded under the Trump administration in 2017. Following in the footsteps of New Jersey and California, Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law on Friday requiring public schools to teach students about the historical contributions of homosexuals and transgenders in U.S. history, reports ChristianPost.com. Terry Schilling, executive director of the American Principles Project, said, quote, "I cannot think of anything weirder than being obsessed with teaching young children about sexuality. Parents need to reclaim their role as the primary educators of their children, especially as it pertains to their children's sexuality. No one else has that right or responsibility," end quote. A Harvard University professor linked pro-life advocates to white supremacy Sunday on Twitter, drawing a massive backlash, reports LifeNews.com. Ignoring the eugenic history of the pro-abortion movement and the high abortion rates in minority communities, law professor Lawrence Tribe claimed racism and opposition to abortion, quote, are linked, end quote. Tribe wrote, quote, "White supremacists oppose abortion because they fear it will reduce the number of white infants and thus contribute to what they fear as non-white replacement. Never underestimate the way these issues and agendas are linked," end quote. Romans 3, verse 13 says, "Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips." Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas tweeted that his old constitutional law professor was deeply deceived, saying, in fact, quote, "Abortion targets in particular minority women. More than half of African-American babies, tragically, are aborted." Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, was a vehement advocate of eugenics, end quote. A DVD of the pro-life movie Unplanned will be sent to every abortion mill in America, reports LifeNews.com. It depicts the dramatic account of a former Planned Parenthood director's pro-life conversion after witnessing an ultrasound-guided abortion. Abby Johnson, the woman depicted in the film who herself had 2 abortions, said, quote, "Supporters of abortion who watch this movie cannot walk away without explicitly knowing what they support," end quote. It's available now in Walmart, Amazon, and at unplannedfilm.com. And finally, FBI agent Troy Sowers topped off his career with the most incredible surprise of his life when a man whom he had rescued as a baby 22 years prior walked into the room at his retirement party, reports FaithWire.com. Sowers was a rookie agent when he discovered a two-day-old baby, Stuart Rembert, in a box next to a restaurant dumpster. The infant had been kidnapped from the hospital by a woman impersonating a nurse and was missing for some 19 hours. Now a corporal in the United States Army, Rembert was invited to the gathering by Sowers' colleagues to surprise the retiring FBI agent.
It's crazy to think that without his efforts, I wouldn't even be here today.
I got so excited just to shake this man's hand.
Overcome with emotion, FBI agent Sowers recalled that fateful night when he pulled, quote, a baby out of a box. We knew he had been out there for several hours, end quote.
I've always remembered that night when I picked him up. He was not crying, but he just nuzzled right into my neck and I knew he was fine.
Describing the surprise of meeting the young man he had saved 22 years earlier as a baby was, quote, the perfect bookend, end quote, to his time in the FBI.
It was probably one of the best surprises I've ever had.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Child Protective Services in Texas has systemic problems leading to the unjust confiscation of children from their homes based on unfounded accusations. Yesterday, we shared the story of a 4-year-old Texas boy with special needs named Drake Pardo, who was removed from his home on false accusations of, quote, medical child abuse, end quote. Tim Lambert, president of the Texas Homeschool Coalition, told the Worldview that there was another family who lost their children for a year.
We had a situation a couple of years ago where CPS wrongly took children from a homeschool family, and it took us almost a year to get them back in the home. So, unfortunately, this does happen a lot in Texas, and we are trying to get the legislature and the governor to act. So we have several problems. One is CPS is not following the law and nobody's holding them accountable. And part of the problem is judges. Judges are supposed to follow the law, and these are Republican judges.
He said these Republican judges affirmed the removal of Drake from his family.
The judges in this case actually upheld the taking of this child. So we've got problems with judges who are not following the law. We've got problems with CPS who are not following the law. And unfortunately, there's this presumption among many of the CPS that parents are always guilty.
Lambert vouched for the Pardos as a very loving homeschool family, despite the lies being spread about them.
This family is they're a good family. They've been a member of our association for 5 years. There's been no allegations against the parents with their older children. The allegations that CPS is trying to make is that there's medical child abuse. They've used the term Munchausen by proxy, which is a syndrome where a parent asks for medical procedures that are not necessary. That's the lie that they are promoting and arguing online and other places. And oftentimes we see people say, you know, there must be something here. I mean, surely a judge wouldn't do this.
The Texas Homeschool Coalition president told the Worldview that people are often swayed by what the judge decides and what the media says in these cases.
We've had doctors online say this kind of thing doesn't happen to innocent families. And man, I wish that were true. This is a medically fragile child. On the stand, the doctors acknowledged that they had quote-unquote concerns. The doctor who filed this complaint had never met the family, had never met the child, and did a partial review of the medical records, but yet she filed a complaint with her concern.
Lambert said that a meeting was even scheduled to talk to the family, but CPS admitted they never told the family about the meeting.
The CPS acknowledged on the stand that they did not tell the family about the meeting. And then they used the fact that the family didn't show up at that meeting as a reason to take the child. This child had brain surgery, and they sought second opinions. They sought four other doctors' opinions to try to avoid the brain surgery.
Despite the accusations in the courts, Lambert says the Pardos are not at all the kind of people who are constantly changing doctors.
Munchausen by proxy is somebody who shops around doctors. This family has changed doctors one time. What it amounts to is that a doctor was upset because a family made an allegation against him. The hospital, in this case, has a child abuse unit. That means there's a unit there that is paid for by the state, and their job is to look for child abuse. Unfortunately, it looks like retaliation by a doctor who may be blamed against for medical abuse himself, and he filed a complaint, and they didn't even review all the documents.
Lambert said that this is a horrible miscarriage of justice. He told other Christians what they can do to pray and help.
But it's a horrible, horrible miscarriage of justice. So this child has been in foster care now since June the 20th. The first thing we're asking people to do for is just pray for the family, pray for the safety for the child. You know, these kind of things are very detrimental to children and parents. Pray for the Pardos. They are just, as you can expect, they are just beaten down. So pray for the family. We're also asking people to pray for the judges involved, that they would do what's right and deliver justice. We have a website called bringdrakehome.com, and so we're encouraging people to go to that website to get more information. We're asking people in Texas to call the governor's office. We have a petition there that people can sign, and we're obviously trying to raise money to help cover the family's legal costs. And then there's a great video that kind of outlines this.
Keep praying without ceasing for the return of little Drake Pardo and encouragement for his family. Psalm 9, verses 7 through 10 has strong encouragement for the Pardos. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. This has been a World View Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. We'll